John, you were punching the air in the 90th minute. Your substitute coming up trumps Maz Kouyar with a goal. What's your overall assessment of the game?
I thought the lads executed the game plan brilliantly. First half, I thought we were the better team. We contained them. They're usually a really high-energy team, and I watched their game against Oxford last week, and they were the better team and could have won that comfortably. So limited them to very few chances. Frustrated them, I thought. Didn't give anything for the crowd to get on the feet about, and we're a bit disappointed we didn't go in with a lead in the half-time. Then came out, again, we said that they're going to get a reaction from Keith half-time. But we didn't allow them to again. I thought we got the first punch in again, a bit similar to Scunthorpe. Energy was really good, and then we get the sucker punch of the goal, which I didn't see coming. I've had a look at it again, and it's a bit fortuitous for them, but I think we had a 10 minute spell where we stopped trying to play. Then when we did have a nice passage of play, and we put it out wide to 1v1, creates us that opportunity, and it's nice to see we had 6 in the box for that. So great for Mas to come on and get his goal and made up for Mas. It's always nice for one of the young players to come on and get some reward for, and I think it would have been a harsh result if we wouldn't have got something from today. It's a tough place to come, but disappointed we didn't win from the possession that we had, but we'll take a point.
Yeah, and then I suppose social media is a very difficult thing to judge, but people will have been looking at it thinking you're bringing on Kouyar for Ismaël. It was the right decision. It was a very good finish from Kouyar and a great day for him, his first league goal for Walsall.
Yeah, I don't read social media. Yeah, I just answer my phone and send emails. So it's not a problem I've got. And I make decisions because I'm the manager, and it's a group decision. It's based on what we know. And we don't make them for the joy of it. We make them because it's needed at that time. And there's a lot of games coming up. We've got a really good squad. When you think we've got Tyler missing today, and Ammer, and James Wilson, the lads who come in do it right because they do everything right through the week. And that's what's pleasing for me. They get some reward for a point, and it gives a bit of a platform going into the home games now.
Pleasing as well that you are scoring late and battling until the final whistle. That's a number of late goals. I know Daniel Adjei scored a few, Amadou Bakayoko. You will keep fighting. You'll keep trying.
All you can do is try, but I'd rather it we were 2-0 up with 2 minutes to go and killing the game, let's be honest. But it's still nice to get the rewards, because I think I've just said to him, my post-match wouldn't have been too different, but it's much easier when you've got a point as well, especially here, because not many teams come and win here, and not many teams come and dominate them as well and match them physically, and I thought we did. And we said before it that let's see if they can match our energy, because I'm not sure they've got the answers to our questions we've got. The first half, I thought a bit more composure, and maybe shooting a little bit early would have tested their keeper a bit more. But yeah, it's a good point away from home. Now we've got to just back that up with some good home performances now.
And creating lots of chances, certainly in the first half at least.
Yeah, I thought Dan led the line really well. I thought the energy from the team and the distances as well, and all the stuff we've done on Thursday and Friday, the lads have really taken on board, and I thought we played the game really well. It's always like that when you go in at 0-0, isn't it? We've done that. We don't seem to get that goal when we're dominant, and that's what's got to come, I think, and that's what we'll work on in the next couple of weeks.
So before this afternoon, it was 1-7, drawn 7, lost 7. It's a draw today. Which direction are you going, John?
Well, I can't guarantee, can I? I haven't got a crystal ball, and direction is we're going to try and still be dominant. I think over the last games we've been quite consistent, and we were disappointed with last week. But they've got a good response, and I think we're looking for 2 good home games now, and I thought the crowd were excellent today, and they deserve to be clapped off for coming up here on the 23rd when they could have stayed at home with the mince pies and mulled wine. So hopefully they see a team that's fighting, a young team that's hungry for success, and we care, and we're hopefully we can just carry on the performances in the next 2 home games.
How much are you looking forward to these Christmas home games now, Boxing Day against Bristol Rovers first up?
Yeah, I love all games. When I played as well, I liked playing games. Didn't really like training. For me, it was about matches. That's what we're paid for. And that's where we're there to entertain and enjoy the battle. And I think we did today. I think the lads enjoyed the battle today. And the more games the merrier for me. And we're already in there now with the shakes and the recovery. We're getting that 30-minute window, and we'll get back as quick as we can. Freshen them up tomorrow. Give a few soapy massages with Rev, and then we'll get them ready for Bristol.
Soapy massages. But what is the plan then over Christmas then? Because I believe you're giving them Christmas Day off. How much do you enjoy these sort of thick and fast, these period of lots of games at once?
Yeah, enjoy it, because we can't change it. So I would say, why moan if you can't change anything? So you just get on with it and enjoy it. And it's always nice when you're playing well, though. Mm-hmm. It's much easier then. And I think we're in good form at the moment, so we're looking to hopefully really capitalise on that. And it'll be tough games. Every game's tough, but if we can get those marginal gains and be disciplined on and off the pitch, we'll have a chance.
Thank you, John.
Thanks, mate.
Just to clarify, you wouldn't normally be in on a Sunday, would you? Is that right?
No, we don't do Sundays. Sunday for me is family day, and we let the lads do recovery themselves. But obviously, the way it's worked out this year, then we're in. We'll give them Christmas Day, but we'll make sure we have a look tomorrow and see who's carrying any knocks. There's a few with kicks and bruises, but they should be after a game like that. I think every game we should come off with kicks and bruises.
Have you seen the Aaron Osuma goal again? Look close where we were, whether it was onside or offside.
I don't know, I haven't looked at that one. It was a really good move. I thought that would have really capped off a real fine first half for me. I thought that was a great bit of play. But I've not seen it again, so I can't comment on that.